Oh, awakening, that was John Waller. Well, Kelly wasn't very awake yesterday, and we kind of figured out why. What was happening?
Well, I didn't realize the coffee I was using was decaf.
Oh, no, that's a cruel joke.
Who brings decaf coffee in here?
Yeah, Kelly said, boy, I just don't know why I'm so sleepy. And now yes. The mystery is solved. She did not have her caffeine. Oh, well, it's Tuesday morning, time for Kelly and real coffee.
Real coffee today. Okay. French roast.
Okay, real coffee today. What do you have for us?
Well, I brought in some listener comments, and the first one is from Kelly in Chaseburg.
Another Kelly. Hi,
Another
Kelly.
I have been listening for quite some time now, but it only recently hit me how much I have grown to appreciate this radio station in my life. Mm. I love what you are currently doing. I think it is a great mix of lessons and music.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, that's our heart's desire. The verse, when I was driving in this morning, the verse, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, kept coming to me. And it's like, yeah, you know, getting the word of God out there and in people's hearts is so important. And just that mix of the music that reinforces the messages and the lessons, as Kelly called it.
Yeah.
I like that.
And the second one is from Mike in Fall Creek, Wisconsin. He listens on the Eau Claire station.
Oh, hi, Mike. Glad you're listening.
And he writes, hearing the joy and spirit-filled Christian music is a powerful reminder of God's love throughout the day. Keep doing what the Lord is leading you to do in His name.
Oh, thank you, Mike. So glad that you're listening from Fall Creek, Wisconsin.
And the last one is from Debbie in Sparta.
Right here where our studios are located.
Yes, and actually Debbie goes to church with me.
Oh, she does. Okay, so the truth is out.
She says, I listen daily to praise. At home, in my car, I am dependent on hearing the music and regular pastors who have programs every day to increase my knowledge and understanding of the Bible. I believe my faith has been expanded by all I hear on your station. Thank you.
Yeah, that is what it's all about, isn't it? To build that faith and that foundation of faith in people's lives. So excited. Thank you for writing. And tell her, you didn't pay her for that, did you?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
No.
Good to know. Well, coming up this Friday for our Friday Fun Day, we're going to be giving away Shamrock Shakes.
Yum.
Yay, I love Shamrock Shakes. And don't forget to mark your calendars March 18th. It's Kelly, March 18th.
Oh, Casting Crowns.
She looks at me like,
what are you talking about? I was thinking, am I supposed to have something ready for you by March 18th? My to-do list was going through my head, but that's a Sunday. So
that's right. You don't have to be here, but Casting Crowns at the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells, sponsored by Northern Christian Alliance. And another quiz question for you, Kelly. Okay. April 26th and 27th.
I know that one. Date night, 26th
yes.
at Calvary Church in Eau Claire, and on the 27th. In Alaska, La Crosse area, Bethany, Evangelical Free.
Ooh, very
good. I'm excited.
Good. You passed that one. Okay, now I have a coffee question for you. This is a trivia question.
Oh, no.
Okay, no peeking. Now, you know those little cardboard sleeves that go around your coffee cup?
Yes.
Do you know what they're called? Do you know what the official name is?
I do not.
Any guesses?
I don't know. Seems to hug our mugs, but I don't think that's what it's...
A mug hugger.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, they are called Zarfs.
Zarfs.
Z-A-R-F.
So, that's an interesting word. Does it stand for something?
It doesn't say so. That's an Uber fact. It just says that the cardboard sleeve is called a Zarf. Z-A-R-F. So, there you go.
Okay.
Coffee trivia for today.